The companion of the Messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala, narrates that whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to say farewell to an army, he would say, أَسْتَوْدِعُ اللَّهَ دِينَكُمْ وَأَمَانَتَكُمْ وَخَوَاتِيمَ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. I entrust your religion, what you are responsible for, and your final deeds to Allah Almighty. Explanation of the hadith. That is, I have given your religion into the protection of Allah Almighty, because the hardships and troubles of travel distract men from good deeds. And it is only through the increase in good deeds that a man's faith becomes stronger. That is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ prayed for their religion and their ability to do good deeds. Wa amanatakum. That is, I have entrusted your belongings to Allah Almighty, because during a journey, man deals with different people and also has to stay with them. So in such a situation, a person may be deceived. Entrusting here may also refer to family and wealth, which means may Allah Azza wa Jal protect the family and the people you have leave behind, and your wealth that you are entrusting with someone to keep safe. Wa khawatima a'malikum. That is, I entrust the last good deed that you did before the journey to the protection of Allah Almighty. Or it means dying in the state of faith. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayh, says, there is a subtle hint in this prayer that, O you who lived in Medina, until now, you were under my shade. So you used to ask me every question, and you used to request me to solve your problems. However, now you are going away from me, and you will not be able to ask from me. So I entrust everything you do to Allah Almighty in every need. So all your work is entrusted to Allah Almighty. What a pleasant prayer, and what a happy farewell. The meaning of final deed is at the time of death. That is, if death comes to you during this journey, may it be upon faith. Your life and death are entrusted to Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, in this hadith, the Holy Prophet's way of bidding farewell to the companions radiyallahu anhum is mentioned. And we learn from it that whenever we part ways with our friends, we should entrust them to Allah Almighty. The leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Adam radiyallahu anhu, saw a man with his son and said, I have never seen a crow resemble another crow as much as this boy resembles you. The person said, O leader of the faithful, by Allah Almighty, he was born in the grave. Umar Farooq Adam radiyallahu anhu sat up straight and said, tell me about his story. The man narrated, I was living for jihad, and the child's mother was pregnant at the time. She said to me, are you leaving me in this state? I replied, I entrust whatever is in your womb to Allah Almighty. When I returned, my wife had died. I was crying at night near her grave when suddenly a fight broke out in front of me. I said, by Allah Almighty. She was chaste and used to fast and stay up in prayer at night. When I stopped for a while, I saw the grave open in front of me, and this child was crawling around his mother. A voice was heard, O you who gave your trust into the care of your Lord, take your belonging. Had you given his mother as well along with him, you would have found both. I picked the child and the grave closed. Dear viewers, note, the above narration mentions the automatic opening of the grave. However, stating the Sharia ruling regarding opening the grave yourself, Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, writes in Faizan-e-Namaz, whenever moisture or water enters the grave must never be opened without the permission of an honorable mufti who is enriched with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes the dead person appears in a dream and says that I am alive, get me out. Or he says, my grave is full of water, I am uncomfortable here, transfer my dead body somewhere else, etc. Even if such dreams appear over and over again, it is not permissible to open the grave on the basis of dreams. So dear viewers, from this blessed hadith and its explanation, we get the following Madani pearls. Number one, the thing that is entrusted to Allah Almighty stays safe. Number two, wherever we bid farewell to people, we should entrust them, their life and wealth to Allah Almighty. Number three, it is sunnah, that is prophetic practice, to say salam at the time of departure. However, there is nothing wrong with saying Allah Hafiz, Khuda Hafiz, that is, may Allah Almighty protect you, or entrusting you to Allah Almighty. After this, in fact, in one way, we are also acting upon this prophetic narration. May Allah Almighty enable us to follow this blessed hadith and protect our faith, family, wealth, and life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.